Unetsi, good morning on this rather warm Thursday morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Unetsi, today, as mentioned, we're talking about glutamine and supplements.
Yes. So just to give a little bit of background, our glutamine, or many of, especially in the bodybuilding world, people will use glutamine supplementation, or even in sports people. And I thought maybe explain a little bit what this amino acid actually is responsible for. It's actually one of the most abundant amino acids. So if we look at protein building blocks, a protein really consists, give or take, out of 20 amino acids, and glutamine is one of the 20 amino acids, and it's a conditionally essential amino acid. So what that really means for us in our normal daily environment, our body will synthesize enough of this glutamine, obviously, to meet the body's need. But so conditionally essential means that the minute the body is under stress, the body actually stops producing that specific amino acid. Okay. And glutamine is one of them. So during, whether it is physical stress, the endogenous production may then obviously, the demand might be higher, and then the body cannot really produce enough to supply the high demand. And normally critical illnesses, maybe intense exercise, illness and an infection, maybe your body went through some or other trauma, then this, the production of glutamine really is compromised. So what does body, the glutamine actually do for us? So we call it an amino acid shuttle. So it actually helps to transport nitrogen from your peripheral tissues to your liver, your kidneys, your gut. And then without adequate glutamine protein synthesis, there will be it would be hard for cellular repair and metabolic homeostasis. So it really works on cellular level. So for instance, if we think about cellular repair, so very, very important in your being fuel for your fast dividing cells. And the two places where we have a lot of fast dividing cells is in our intestine, so the intestinal cells and the immune cells. So if we look at our intestinal lining, it actually gets renewed every 3 to 5 days. So this is the fuel to make sure that that healthy new cells can be formed, and actually then to keep your gut in a good health state. And then it all helps your immune cells, so it fuels your immune cells, help with the division of your immune cells. And then if we look at glutamine, the most research really would be in your gut barrier function. So it's really important to keep your gut lining intact, and you can basically think of your gut as a protective barrier. So it acts like a filter of what is inside of your digestive system and the rest of the body. So a healthy gut barrier stops harmful bacteria and toxins from leaking into the blood system. So really important to have a healthy gut. So they always say 80% of your immune system is in your gut, and it's really true. So if we've, and we also hear about your brain gut axis, there's a lot of talk about that. So really important to look after your gut. And then also it helps your immune system to react appropriately in the body, and it also helps the body to absorb nutrients that we get from food. So that's what the glutamine really does in your gut. And in your gut lining, it basically strengthens the seams between the different cells so that they can stay tight together, so that there's not a leak in the gut lining. In other words, that none of those bacteria can basically leak into your bloodstream. And then obviously the main thing is it helps to create new cells so that you can have the growth and repair of your gut. Then if we look at your immune function, very important For your immune system. So this is the main fuel for your white blood cells. So it supports the growth and activity of these cells. And what white blood cells are responsible for, they really help us to fight infections in the body. And then it also helps the body to send chemical signals. So that can coordinate the immune system. And it boosts the ability of the immune cells to find and to swallow and to destroy germs. So it's almost like the fence force going out looking for harmful substances out there, swallowing them all up and destroying the germs. So that's really in a very simple way explaining what an immune cell will do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just imagine if there's not enough fuel for this, you will have a compromised immune system. So your chances of maybe getting a flu will be higher. So a good tool also to support our immune function, just for general health being. And then the other place where it's very important, I've spoken a lot about oxidative stress before, but glutamine is a main contributor to the synthesis of glutathione. So glutathione is one of the most powerful antioxidants. And what an antioxidant does, it actually decreases oxidative stress in the body. So if we think about oxidative stress, it means it's the imbalance between the free radicals and our antioxidants. So if there's not a lot of antioxidants, there's more free radicals, and then those free radicals unfortunately damage cells, lipids, DNA. So glutathione then protects the mitochondria. It supports the detoxification system. It's got the ability to reduce this oxidative stress. So really important in terms of general health as well. And then obviously the reason why people use it for exercise, because glutamine is one of the main amino acids that we find in muscle, and it also gets stored in muscle. So generally, glutamine gets stored in the muscle and it gets transported to, for instance, your liver or your kidneys for their use. So that's sort of your store. But it really is the fuel for the muscle as well. And if you train very hard, it actually repair and builds and prevent muscle breakdown during stressful training. So in terms of athletes, it really gives the muscle the ability to recover itself faster. And then also, because the recovery is faster, your intensity of training can be so much more. So for instance, you would be able to train equally hard tomorrow if you get it right for your muscle to recover quicker. And that's really the benefit of using L-glutamine supplementation if you are an athlete. So any long intense workouts, obviously marathon training and weightlifting, really a good idea to do that. And there's many other benefits that people use. For instance, if we think about short bowel syndrome, so somebody that had a lot of gut surgery, that's got a small portion of their large intestine left, there's not a lot of absorption space. So it's really a good supplement for those people. Also, people undergoing chemotherapy to keep the gut really in a healthy state. Also, very effective in preventing mucositis. So that's that very inflamed tongue with the ulcerations. So using glutamine supplementation really protects sort of your mouth and your throat to a certain extent against the negative effects that you will get from chemotherapy. People that suffer from irritable bowel, so that's a lot of gut support for your IBS patient. Also people that suffer maybe from leaky gut. And then I thought this was quite interesting, seeing that it's almost like a GLP-1 type of medication is a hot topic these days. And so there's One of the key functions, well, it actually helps improve insulin sensitivity. So what it does, it stimulates GLP-1 secretion. And then GLP-1 is the hormone that plays a crucial role in regulating blood sugar levels, our appetite, and our overall metabolic health. So if we think about just going to what GLP-1 can do for you, it basically stimulates the pancreas to release insulin in a glucose-dependent manner. So it means that this GLP-1 enhances insulin secretions only when your blood sugar levels are elevated, which helps lower blood sugar levels effectively. And then it can help with your appetite regulation in terms of creating a promoting the feeling of fullness. It actually prevents overeating. And then in a way, this hormone slows down gastric emptying, which moderates the rise in glucose levels after a meal. So it's a little bit slower than normal. So the glucose release can be a little bit slower. So it's even if you think about maybe you want to lose weight, you battle with hunger, satiety, maybe not a bad idea to try a little bit of glutamine and see whether it will be beneficial for you or not. And obviously, if we have it in powder form, it's easy. You can get L-glutamine at any pharmacy, Pick and Pay, Checkers, or where they've got these supplements. And what we aim for is about 5 to 10 grams of the glutamine powder a day, which is really not a lot. It's generally, if you look at the supplements, I think it's 1 teaspoon gives you 5 grams. So it's literally 1 to 2 teaspoons. You dissolve it in a little bit of water and you swallow it down. That's basically it. But if you are somebody that perhaps are getting chemotherapy, what I would advise is you take your glutamine powder and you mix it in clear apple juice, for instance, and then you gargle your whole mouth and then swallow. The reason why is because of the sugary content, the glutamine powder will stay longer in the mucosa of your mouth, your tongue, and obviously your throat, and therefore sort of gives it a specific place to work. For a longer period, obviously don't drink water for a while after that, just to give the glutamine a little bit of time of doing its job. And I would suggest you do that if it's a chemotherapy patient, I would suggest at least maybe 3 times a day is a really good idea. And then the leftover goes to your gut, and then the body will utilize it. So 90% of the glutamine that we take orally, the gut will utilize first, and then really only 5% of that will go to portal blood. So really, really effective for the digestive system. And so that's only one of the 20 amino acids. And I think if you think this is only one, how many others there are and what their functions are, the body is really amazing. So this is a little bit that we know and that we can use. It's not always for critical ill patients. I think it's got a good space just for a normal, healthy individual that wants to train, keep a healthy gut, and keep a good immune system. And not a bad idea.
And Annette C, just on that, you mentioned training. Now, training and fitness and additives and supplements have kind of picked up a bad rap, because of abuse and some of the more dodgy ones. But are there any dangers of maybe too much, overdosing?
With glutamine.
Yes. How do you know how much you should take or how much is too
So
much?
yes, so the daily guide would be 5 gram, and the maximum doses for oral glutamine supplementation is 30 grams. So that's what we know up to now. I wouldn't really advise anybody to go higher than 30 grams. But that's basically what the recommendation is at the moment.
Okay.
So even like, we say let the feel van 'n goeie ding is ook nie goed nie.
That's kind of what I was thinking, you know. It does such a lot of good, but is there a limit, you know, and what happens, you know, what are the dangers? So
the consequences of long-term glutamine use, there's not really a lot of evidence on that. But I do think it's better to stay to your window of 5 to 10 grams if you're a normal individual. Mm. If you are somebody that undergoes chemotherapy, I think that's maybe another story.
That's sort of the rule of thumb. And I would guess as well is consult your dietitian, your doctor, everybody who's working with you.
Obviously, if you are critically ill, it's always a team of people working together. So everybody needs to be sort of on the same page and suggest the same things. But in general, if we just look at the basic functions, that's sort of the function of glutamine for us.
Right. Well, very interesting. And it's amazing all the things that happen in your body that you don't even know about. And then also how you can mitigate some of the effects of, for instance, chemo and other ailments.
Yes.
Very interesting. And Netsi, if somebody is wanting more information, maybe they are needing the services of a nutritionist, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Great. Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a good week.
Thanks so much, Wayne. You
Cheerio
too.
Then. Thanks.